What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baskin and Phelps, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. Tyvis Paul, you know and love him from the Browns Radio Network and all the great work he does down in Columbus, too. He'll join us at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, so that's coming up in about 40 minutes. Also, we're going to talk about some stuff floating around with the Big Ten, and we'll get back into the Browns and a lot of other things. Right now, we're talking about the Guardians. What a rough weekend, man. 3.5 out of the wild card, 8.5 out of the Central. The rotation just doesn't feel as strong as it was. My question for you at 216-474-0092, do you think they're done? Do you think they're done? I don't think they're done. I still think there's life left. I think they just, yeah, you knew they were going to throw up a couple duds, right? You knew that this wasn't going to be, they're going to win every game and, you know, all kinds of magic for the rest of the summer, and that they were going to be able to win, and then they would win in heroic fashion. I think yesterday stings because they had it. You lose 10-1, you lose 10-1. And, you know, Slade Ciccone, not the kind of game that he's been throwing lately. And
the starting pitchers have had to be really good, Andy. And that's tough.
Every game.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, he went 4 2/3, gave up 10 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks in that 10-1 loss. That's and then you end up, you know, you got to use 3 guys out of the bullpen in that game. So now you're frying them a little bit more, and you're just in this situation right now. You just cannot afford to do that. You just can't. And I understand why Guardian fans were upset after the game yesterday. So what, you've lost your last three in a row, five of your last seven games. Not good.
Andy, the team is still last in the major leagues in batting average and 26th in runs scored.
Arizona,
you're gonna have trouble. That's just the way it is. How in the world is this team actually in contention for the wild card when they have the worst batting average in baseball,
pitching,
and 26th in run scored?
And now all of a sudden it feels like
Kansas City's right there with them.
Well, the starters are just seem to be the last couple games. You take a look at who's taking the losses. You know, Ciccone, Cantillo took. I took Saturday and Friday.
How about sending Joey Cantillo down? It's interesting. Thought he's pitched pretty well. I like him.
Yeah, I think he's pitched pretty well, too. Tommy's in Independence. Tommy, how are you?
What's up, Tommy?
Hey guys. How you doing?
Good. Kind of bummed out about the Guardians. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm not counting them out yet, though. Every time we do, they always have a surprise for us. So, no, I'm not counting them out yet. But
can't do that.
Yeah, if you're... Jeff, you're my boy, but I got a slight bone to pick with you.
Get him! Sick him, Tiger.
you said that, you know, no significant investment made at the trade deadline, and the Guardians front office agreed with you on that. But two things. We were so close last year, and then Jeff, and I'm not talking about Chernoff or Antonetti. They're only doing, you know, with funds they're given, which is minimal. I think they've been great. But when's it going to be time, Jeff, for ownership to step up? I know you don't like hearing that. I know you've gotten in arguments with other callers about that. But when is it going to be time, Jeff? It's time, and you know what? I hate to say this. If it's not time, sell the team outright.
Well, you do know what's going on behind the scenes, right?
I do know what's going on behind the scenes. That's taken a long time, but I mean,
well, they knew when the minority group came in, they knew that this was going to take a little bit of time. They get a little bit more every year, and then they'll have the option to go over 50% here if they want to take it. So
even so, we were so close last year. I mean, why not make a little bit of an investment? I don't get how they do business sometimes. I do, but I don't. I see how other teams are struggling with horrible contracts. I do get that. But, I mean, we were so close last year, man. Seriously, instead of, like, you know, getting rid of Naylor, could have kept him. That's just my opinion. We need bats.
Tommy, I couldn't agree with you more on Naylor. I was surprised at the approach they took this offseason. I didn't get it. I just don't think that this team's offense right now is worth an investment at the trade deadline.
I also don't think Naylor was about the money either, because they brought Santana in at a higher rate. Right. It's something that, something
which
went,
is which is weird. Andy.
And as we've said a thousand times, something went sideways to make you think something's not right.
Keep
in the clubhouse.
Keep in mind, Tommy. They actually, and I don't get it, Tommy. Neither does Andy. Why would you bring in Santana and pay him more money than you're going to have to pay Naylor?
At this point
of their careers, Josh is a better hitter.
And we're sitting around talking about him being a Gold Glove first baseman. Like, okay, I get your selling point, but
it doesn't make sense. Like you said, Andy, I'm sure it was a clubhouse issue. You can see kind of the attitude sometimes. But you know what? It is what it is, and I'm going to still root for them, and I still think we have a little bit of a chance. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tommy
and Independence. A little bit of a chance.
Do I wish the ownership spent a lot more money? Sure, we all do.
Are we really going down this money road?
No, we're not, but I'm going to answer what Tommy said.
Okay.
We all wish they did. They don't. This is the way this team operates. They operate on a budget. Dick Jacobs did the same thing. And they had some really good teams when Dick Jacobs owned the team and John Hart was having to deal with a budget. And they've had some really good teams with the Dolan ownership when Mark Shapiro and Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have had to deal with a budget. I'm not going to tell a billionaire how to spend his money, or a millionaire, or owner of a team, whatever you want to call him. But sure, Tommy, I wish they spent more money, but they don't. It doesn't mean I still can't enjoy the team, because I do.
I also don't know that if David Blitzer and Matt Colick, if those guys take over the team and they push over 50% to take over the team, do we know that they're going to want to spend more money either? I'm not sure. I got to look up where the Devil's payroll is, but I mean, Philadelphia, the 76ers aren't scared to spend money, are they? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I don't normally think of big financial issues going on with the Sixers. They've got that.
Well, they have
Crystal.
There's stuff
Crystal
called
Palace
salary caps and things, Andy. That's
the
difference in this game.
No, that's true too. But does Crystal Palace spend any money?
They'll hang. They'll be mid-table probably when it's all said and done.
Better than Randy Lerner as a owner?
I don't remember how those Villa teams did. I remember Brad Friedel being on those Villa teams, but
yeah.
I mean, they'll spend. They'll hang. The 76ers spend. Without
what's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from
This is a Breaking News Report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Question.
Are we going to be mad if they come in here and don't spend, if Blitzer does take over the team and they spend money, are we going to sit around and go, oh, all he cares about is Crystal Palace?
Everybody hates their ownership until they win a title, and then they love their ownership for a month until they trade their favorite player, and then they hate their ownership again.
Yeah, that's how it goes. It's kind of a fair assessment.
I mean, think of like Dan Gilbert. I mean, goodness, everybody loved Dan Gilbert until all of a sudden the team had to be taken apart, and then everybody hated Dan Gilbert, and then there were rumblings of him not spending money, and now all of a sudden everybody's okay with Dan Gilbert again.
I don't know that Dan ever went through that period where folks weren't happy with his ownership.
There were people who were talking about being grumpy about
that
him.
That letter thing was not a good move.
Yeah, there were people who were grumpy.
The Comic Sans letter
Gilbert
was not a good move.
I actually think it was at the time, because I felt that
it was to the season ticket holders at the time. Or
I thought Cav fans thought that he had their back on that. Now I thought the idea was the letter was a terrible idea. Wasn't a good look. But I think a lot of Cav fans thought, good, he has our back.
He did put Comic Sans on the map, let's be honest. I mean, how many of us were using Comic Sans as a font until they decided
to
send that out?
How many of us even knew what it was? Not me.
Why? I wonder why he said.
I don't know.
I'll always find that fascinating.
Bottom line, spending money in baseball does not guarantee a winning team. But it sure helps. I'd still rather have good baseball decisions. The ideal situation is to have a organization that makes very good business or baseball decisions while spending money. We don't have that here.
You need both.
Where are we with the rotation then right now? What do you think, guys?
Well, you have a young rotation that I think Andy looks really good for the future. But for the present, you know, our guy Slade Ciccone hasn't been as sharp.
Last couple outings.
Gavin Williams goes out today again.
Oh, please don't make us sit here and say, oh, he threw too many pitches in that.
Well, he did. And then, you know, I was afraid. I think Dan was afraid. All right, let's see how he bounces back after 126 pitches, and he didn't throw very well. So hopefully he's rested up and is good to go tonight, and we can put all that behind us. But if he goes out, Andy, and isn't good tonight, what are we going to be talking about tomorrow? It's like, uh-oh.
I think we're already uh-oh right now.
No, you can't be uh-oh after one start.
No, I mean about the team in general. You're right. You can't be. You're right. I get it. Nah. Oh, man, it's just bummer because you were hoping that this team was going to go.
I mean, there's no uh-oh either. Like, and maybe I'm the weirdo on all of this stuff. There's no uh-oh even on another bad start that follows it because it's like, oh, yeah, pitcher had two bad starts. Okay, if that happens. Like, I feel the same way about Slade Ciccone. It's like, okay, guy had a bad outing. That happens.
Well, exactly. Like, that's exactly
baseball's
right.
A weird sport.
But Gavin's really been pitching well this year.
Right.
And
averages are averages.
My hope is that, you know, he comes out and just throws a nice game tonight and goes about 90 pitches. And, you know, pitch counts are real. And that's a real deal.
Give me 6 innings of 2-run ball and I'll be over the moon.
Give me 6 innings of 3-run ball.
I'll be over the
moon.
Make
it a quality start.
I'm okay with that.
That's all you need.
That's the thing with this. Like, I can't freak out about pitching.
I'll take 5. Just watch the pitch count. If you can, you know, if you can get through 6 and throw about 90... I'll bet you he does not throw anywhere near 100 pitches again unless they have a game where they have to win to get to the postseason.
Or he's close to another no-hitter.
Wow, that's good.
Corey, Akron. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just, you had commented about Carlos Santana a few minutes ago, and I have some connection with the ball club, and basically, I asked the same question, why even sign him to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
And I was told the only reason they signed Carlos Santana is because Hosey was absolutely unhappy, is the lightest term I could use on the radio, about the trade of Jimenez. And that he and Carlos Santana are good buddies, and that was an olive branch to Hosey to keep him happy. And that's the only reason he's here, and that's the only reason he didn't get traded at the deadline.
So, and you're saying that Naylor had nothing to do with it? Because the story seems to be that things went sideways in the clubhouse with Naylor. So were they thinking about letting Naylor go? And then is that where you're going with this? Or?
Yeah, I think the Naylor thing had nothing to do with play. It was what they asked him to do with his body, and
right.
It just wasn't happening.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, hey, Corey, good stuff. Thanks for you got any other stuff for us? Got any more?
That's all I
spill
got.
Spill the tea, baby. Tell it to us. Let's know. Thank you. Corey and Akron giving us some CIA kind of information.
I think that was real clear.
Yeah.
You know, Andrés Giménez and Jose were pretty tight, and you trade him right when he's, you know, due to start getting paid, which I understood because Toronto's not going to be real happy if Andrés isn't hitting the ball and he's making 20-some million a year. Even as good as he is with a glove. But he and Jose are good buddies and liked being teammates. And we all know Carlos Santana and Jose always had a great relationship when they played together.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. We're going to talk about Ohio State when we come back, or the Big Ten in particular, and this idea of a 2018 playoff. A 2018 playoff. Does that sound right? Plus, I think we need to grind our gears on a couple things, too. We'll do that as well. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, Tyvis Powell, 1 o'clock.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.